If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
About what happened when Benjamin Netanyahu came to Washington yesterday. Wall Street Journal, News Nation, the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times are all opining or writing about it. This in the Wall Street Journal. Trump campaigned on ending foreign entanglements. Now he wants Gaza. President Trump campaigned on shrinking America's role abroad. But now he's talking more expansionism than isolationism. He generated global shockwaves Tuesday when he said the U.S. should take long-term control of Gaza, suggesting Palestinians should be relocated while the enclave is rebuilt into a, quote, Riviera of the Middle East. Marco Rubio, now our Secretary of State, wrote that we should make Gaza beautiful again. This raises the prospect that Trump is signing the country up for the kind of foreign entanglement he said he would avoid. He did not rule out sending troops to accomplish the goal. In the Times, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been one of the Middle East's most intractable problems. Donald Trump sees the potential in the Gaza Strip as unbelievable. It could become the Riviera of the Middle East. He says, I don't want to be cute. I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so, this could be so magnificent. I envision the world people living there, the world's people. Darn, said the Martians. He said, I think you'll make that into an international, unbelievable place. He said, it's a phenomenal location and has the best weather, which echoes remarks made in 2024 by Jared Kushner, who called the waterfront property in Gaza very valuable. Lieutenant General Richard Newton joins us now. You see him on News Nation, the News Nation national security contributor. General, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, good morning, John. Great to be with you, and thank you for that lead-up. It is a stunning announcement. And frankly, a stunning turn of events the last 24 hours. But a lot to unpack here, but delighted to help out in that regard.
We noticed that the president was reading from a script and then also ad-libbed, as he is wont to do. But it's not like this was just an off-the-cuff remark. We read that actually they've been thinking about this undercover for a few weeks now. How serious do you think this is?
I think it's serious, John. I think he might have, showcased... maybe not to the point of what he announced last night in the Oval Office with Prime Minister Netanyahu, but it could be when he started to talk about moving the 1.8 million or so Palestinian or Gazan citizens out of the Gaza Strip to other Arab nations such as Egypt, perhaps Jordan, and so forth. That might have been an opening there in terms of what he's trying to accomplish or help Israel accomplish. And there's two fundamental things here, what's really trying to be done. One, you want to demilitarize Gaza, point one. Secondly, is you want to de-radicalize Gaza, because they've been under the stark control, brutal control of Hamas for many years now. And so he's trying to draw a significant line between Hamas and the terrorist organization, which ultimately leads back to Tehran, John, as well as what to do now with the large vast majority of what I call the non-militant Palestinian Gazan citizens, however, who have been somewhat, to some degree, I suspect, a modicum of radicalization under Hamas's terrorist organization.
I saw that 92% of the domiciles have been destroyed in the Gaza Strip. 92% of the places where people live. The number isn't that high for other buildings, but it truly is rubble. It does seem like the people don't have any place to go back to. But their connection to the real estate is lifelong. I can't imagine that even the non-radical Palestinians in Gaza would acquiesce to this. Who is the United States to tell them where to live, right?
That's a challenge, not only to the Gazan citizens themselves, but to the rest of the Arab states there, the Mideast. It includes Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Jordan, and so forth, and also think in terms of even Turkey, who weighs a lot of geopolitical power and is a member, fellow member of NATO with us. So it's a tall order. However, you've got to start with the big idea and work your way backwards. There's all kinds of challenges here, but let's start with the big idea, see where it takes us. I don't necessarily whether or not it comes to fruition where you've got in 15 years hotels and it becoming, you know, something like Club Med there on the Mediterranean, being a little facetious there. But it's one where you've got to start, I think, with a new approach, a big idea. And frankly, President Trump has initiative here because of the election, but also now of the stronger, tighter relationship with Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel. Mm-hmm. And also the key factor here, John, is Israel has been extraordinarily successful in the last several months in terms of defeating or nearly decimating Hezbollah to the north in Lebanon, has been defeating or nearly decimating Hamas. Hamas is still a factor here, especially because they hold the asymmetric advantage over Israel of still having 76 hostages in their hands. Not all of them are alive. But that in and of itself, and also the fact that when Iran struck or tried to strike Israel twice, and then Israel struck back in October and nearly decimated, destroyed their air defenses, Iran is extraordinarily vulnerable here. So the real end game may be less Gaza, but it could be more focused on trying to drive concessions from Iran.
That's an interesting take. Well put. I do wonder, though, if the very suggestion emboldens or better empowers what remains of Hamas. I mean, I could see them telling the locals, see what they are trying to do to you. We will fight for your homeland. I can see it having negative repercussions, to say nothing of the logistics. I mean, it just strikes me as insane to suggest that you would forcibly remove 2 million people to two countries the king and president of Jordan and Egypt said, we don't want them. I mean, maybe this isn't about Gaza. Maybe you're right. Maybe this is more about somebody else.
I think it might be. And let me pile on to your comment because I share some of that sentiment. Not only are you concerned about Hamas regaining and reconstituting in Gaza. By the way, they're dwindled. Their leadership and their military capabilities are significantly reduced. And you need to keep them on the run, frankly. And frankly, I believe you need to finish the job and destroy Hamas. But I'm also concerned about other terrorist organizations around the Mideast region that could cause harm to our friends and allies, as well as U.S. national security interests. And by relocating, you know, Gazan citizens, as perhaps President Trump is contemplating or outlining, you know, could cause some uproar in some of those nation states. But regardless, I really do believe that all things lead back to a couple things. Number one, Iran. We need to draw concessions from Iran immediately while they're on their heels, significantly on their heels, John. And that would be to stop their nuclear weapons production and, frankly, close that down. And you can either do that through negotiations, as President Trump has offered either this morning, or you can do it militarily right now. Secondly, is you want to compel and draw concessions from Iran to stop their avowed public position in their overarching policy, and that is the destruction of Israel. And third, you want to draw concessions from them that they stop allowing for their support and their, again, providing for all the resources for a variety of terrorist organizations. They are still the largest state-sponsored terrorist nation state in the world. Those three elements and concessions thereof, I think, are critical here. And then what begins to unfold in a more strategic manner is, yes, you need to come up with a solution in Gaza. You need to begin open doors and relationships with under the Abraham Accord, such as under President Trump's watch with United Arab Emirates, Bahrain. But now the next one is Saudi Arabia. Draw that formal relationship where Saudi actually recognizes and politically and fundamentally recognizes Israel to be a fellow nation state in the Mideast. That's where all this. It's a multi chess game here. I think Gaza is a piece of that, but it's not the total focus.
Hmm. News Nation National Security Contributor, Lieutenant General Richard Newton. Very interesting. Thank you for your thoughts, and let's stay in touch this week.
Thank you, John.